And now it's time to bring a little grace into Cooner's world.
You know, that Grace, wife of Boston's bulldozer.
I want you all to be on your best behavior.
Ooh, well, hold on now. Do we not have freedom of speech, freedom of expression?
Don't cry. Just try to be a bit more conscientious.
Once again, we present...
Here's a moment at home.
Mommy, I want to tell you something.
Sure, what is it, Ava?
Today I want to marry some pasta.
You want to marry pasta?
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you marry pasta. Go ahead.
He said, yes, of course, I will marry you. So, yeah, let's just have the wedding now.
Okay, let's do the ceremony right now. I'll be watching.
Ava, do you take pasta to be your lovely wedded husband? I do. Pasta, do you take Ava to be your lovely wedded wife? I do. You may kiss the pasta. Mwah. Pasta, I have to ask you something.
Sure, what is it?
Can I eat you now?
That's the apple in my eye. That's my little Ava. She loves pasta. I mean, it's her favorite food. She could have it every night. We're like, sweetheart, it's got a lot of carbs, sweetie. You can't have it every night. She loves pasta. She loves every kind of pasta. Her favorite is pasta with meat sauce, but it really doesn't matter. Mac and cheese, lasagna, just whatever. If it's pasta, she'll eat it. And by the way, she really does play like that. She's got a rich imagination. She has her dolls, her little dollhouse, and she's just all these characters. And she starts doing these inflections with her voice, and it's just beautiful to watch her play. So, yes, she would marry pasta if she could.